It is Tuesday, October 25th, 2011. This is Ozarks at Large. Joining me now is Becca Bagan-Martin, Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
All sorts of... This week is so busy.
It is.
And one of the things you must do is see the touring production of West Side Story that opens tonight at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
Yes, been talking about it for a while.
It should seem familiar to you after just doing Gridiron.
Oh, right.
Wasn't there a little West Side Story piece?
Last year, yeah. We had... Yeah. Kind of a spoof of it.
Yeah. Well, this is the real thing, you know, obviously based on the story of Romeo and Juliet. 8 shows, 7 o'clock today, tomorrow, and Thursday, 8 o'clock Friday, 2 and 8 on Saturday, 2 and 7 on Sunday. Tickets start at $49 at 443-5600. But also tonight, a show called Letters Home that I wish I could run off and see, and I may. Mm-hmm. It's real life letters written by soldiers serving in the Middle East turned into theater.
Oh, wow.
And it's at 7:30 tonight only. You know, they usually have one night only at the Alma Performing mm-hmm. Arts Center. Tickets are $20, and you can find out more at 632-2129. And if you've never been to that facility...
It's so nice.
Wow.
I was so impressed when I went.
Me too. And the acoustics are great, and it's beautiful. So check this out. Also tonight, the Ozark Poets and Writers Collective welcomes Molly Giles. Mm-hmm. The author of Iron Shoes, a novel, Creek Walk, and other stories, 7 o'clock at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. And you can find out more at ozarkwriters.wordpress.com. And also in Fort Smith. Now, I've bounced you back and forth. I should have done that differently. The Distinguished Artist Series opens at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith with the University of Missouri at Kansas City Conservatory of Music and Dance Dancers.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. 7:30 at Breedlove Auditorium. Tickets are $10. UAFS.edu.
Busy.
All of that came out in English.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bagan-Martin is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.